Good morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday morning show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Andy Cohen, editor of Counselor Magazine, and we have a great show planned for you today. I'm feeling good today. How are you guys feeling?
Great. Terrific.
Yeah?
Nice.
Ask me why I'm feeling so good.
Why are you feeling so good? Because you just came back from vacation?
Well, the vacation is one thing, but I walked outside my door this morning and I felt beautiful. Fall.
No humidity.
Let me tell you,
perfect for no headaches.
No headaches.
I've been having really bad humidity-induced headaches, okay? So okay. I've been popping the red aspirin.
The red aspirin. Okay, we don't want to know what that is. This morning, we're going to be taking your calls about trade show promotions. Have a question about how to help your clients stand out from the crowd at an upcoming trade show? We're here to help. Give us a ring at 215-953-4979. If we take your call on the air, we'll send you a $25 Visa gift card. Meanwhile, let me introduce our co-hosts. First, we have Kathy Houston, the editor of Advantages. Kathy, are you sad that summer's almost over?
Yes, I am.
I really am.
I'm feeling very melancholy.
You're not loving the crisp air like I am?
I love the air, but I wish it was during the summer.
Okay.
Yes.
So it wouldn't be
normally
summer,
not cold during the summer, but, you know, maybe
it's
sometimes.
It's not cold. It's beautiful.
And next, we have Joe Haley, our managing editor. Joe, your never-ending soccer season is just beginning. How are you holding up?
Terrific.
There you go.
Andy.
There's the answer.
6 days a week. I just had my last free weekend this past weekend, and now until Thanksgiving, Saturdays and Sundays, and Tuesday through Fridays, I'll be on soccer fields.
Wow. Okay. Anybody who's wondering, Joe's booked up through Thanksgiving. Plus, we have two guests today in the studio. Nicole Rollander, editor of Stitches Magazine and director of ASI Education, is here to give us a lowdown on some recent ASI online education. Nicole, how are you?
I'm doing fabulously well.
Fabulously well, as long as those red pills are helping you out, right?
Well, I didn't take any today.
Oh, okay.
Because it's not humid.
And Dave Vagnoni, staff writer for Counselor Magazine, is along for the ride today as well. Dave, you're heading out on vacation next week. Bet you can't wait, huh?
Yeah, looking forward to that. My summer is still upon us. But
upon
I'm looking
you.
Forward to the fall, too, because I like football. So
perfect.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And
yeah.
Chili.
Yeah, that's true.
And
football
chili.
And chili.
Chili. And
tailgating.
A recipe
and a beverage of your choice.
For weekend success. And, of course, manning the phones and the switchboard, we have Sam and Craig Veltri standing in for our favorite groom, Steve Hawk. So, Craig, welcome. Before we really get going here today, Joe, tell us what's on tap for today's show.
You got it, Andy. If you're working on a client's trade show promotion and want our advice, give us a call at 215-953-4979 or send an email to radio@asicentral.com. If we put you on the air, you'll score a $25 Starbucks gift card.
Did I say Visa?
You may have.
I meant Starbucks.
We have Starbucks now.
You got
Nicole
it.
Will talk about a recent educational webinar on using video. This could be a real win-win as Dave has a look at the most annoying biz buzzwords. So stay tuned for
that'll
that.
That'll be fun.
Mm. Our aging teenager, Kathy, has a look at new market called Twits. And no, it's not what you're thinking. Help, my boss is driving me nuts. Figures we would do this while our fearless leader is in Las Vegas. Swine loop. Let's try that again.
Swine
flu fears is causing disinfecting brands to market to the back-to-school audience, and Kathy has a report on that. NBA teams have to get creative with their promotions to attract buyers this season. Hey, Nicole, don't multitask, whatever you do.
I strongly object to that.
Okay, well, you'll tell us what's going on there. Has the Michael Vick jersey gone to the dog? Stay tuned to find out.
That's
Kathy
bad.
Still has that look at the 10 worst Facebook postings ever.
We'll
if,
see.
If we have time, I'll get something off of my chest. But first, the industry news with David.
All right, thanks, Joe. It was first reported this morning in a breaking news alert in Counselor Promogram. The Complete Company has reached a deal to join with top 40 distributor PromoShop. Per the agreement, the former will now be called the Complete Company, powered by PromoShop, maintaining sales offices in Seattle while shifting corporate offices to Los Angeles. Two top executives from the Complete Company have accepted vice president positions within the newly created firm. In 2008, the Complete Company generated revenues of $4 million, while PromoShop reported sales of $31 million. Also today, DLX Industries has acquired the assets of New York-based supplier Paul May Company. Paul May's manufacturing, product development, and customer service efforts have been moved to DLX's facility in Brooklyn. Both companies offer similar products, including vinyl, fabric, and leather desk items, writing instruments, and journals. The companies combined have 74 years of experience within the industry. Now some good economic news. The latest consumer confidence index has risen 7 points to 54.1. That's a dramatic increase from prior months. Among those surveyed, 18% expect more jobs in the times ahead. And finally, later in Promogram, be sure to catch the newest episode of The Joe Show, where Joe features electronic items. I've been told it's so good, Joe, it will shock you.
Shockingly cool electronics.
Look at that, yeah.
Shockingly cool electronics.
Shockingly cool, yes.
Wow.
Not just cool, but shockingly cool.
We certainly cannot wait for that. Okay, well, thanks, Dave. Well, let's start the show off by hitting the phone lines, why don't we? Do you want some advice from the host today on how to make your clients shine at their next trade show? Give us a call at 215-953-4979. We're here to help. On line one, we have Stephanie. Stephanie, how are you this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
We're doing great.
I have a question about trade show giveaways. I have a client that's doing a show this winter within the entertainment industry, and I'm looking for some good suggestions for giveaways within that market.
Well, you know, with entertainment types, you might want something a little high-end there. They might like something neat, like a talking T-shirt. There's a company out there, a supplier
talking
called ThinkGeek.
Oh, that's
yeah,
cool.
ThinkGeek. And it comes programmed with 20 different sounds and like theme musics, and it's got a speaker on the front of the shirt. You can also play MP3s on it, too. So it's something that if you got higher-end clients there, it might make a neat giveaway at a show.
Oh, that's cool.
And if you're not talking high-end, there's a credit card ice scraper I saw, since we're talking about the winner.
Wow.
Where it's not fully a credit card, but it looks like a credit card. You can stick it in your wallet and then use it to scrape off your windshield.
That's a good idea, because most people misplace
yeah.
their ice
I need one of those, too.
Or don't have them with them.
That's right.
Dave, let us know where after the show where we can get that, okay? Yeah, I would say, you know, for the entertainment crowd, you might want to think you know, towards tech gadgets or little things like USB drives, things like that, that might target the that younger set a little bit well.
Okay.
Great. Well, Stephanie, hang on the line, and Sam will get your information.
Thank you very much, guys.
On line two, we have Gabby. Gabby, how are you this morning?
Great. How are you guys?
We're doing good.
Great. Well, I have a client that's looking for better qualified leads from its trade show booth. What can I offer them that will ensure that they meet with good prospects instead of a whole lot of people who don't really amount to anything?
My first piece of advice is to get with the trade show organization and see if you can get a list of attendees. Once they get the list of attendees, they need to identify the top 100 prospects that they have that will be at that show and do a direct mailing to them. And what you can do is include part of a product in there. It can be like the top, a cap for a really nice fountain pen, or it could be a distributor once did it for a client, a case for a pair of binoculars. So you direct it right to the top 100 prospects. If they show up, then they can get the remainder part of that product that you've sent originally in the mailing. So it's a way to pre-qualify. So I think that that's important. Also, think of different levels of gifts or giveaways that they're going to have at the booth. You might just want to have a general giveaway that's kind of inexpensive but still useful, like post-it notes or sticky notes. Then you might want to have something a little more high-end, maybe a nice polo shirt that is kept in the back of the booth and that is given to a prospect that has been qualified as a real potential lead.
And, you know, for the lower-end level, like Joe was mentioning, you can never go wrong with food or bottled water. Everybody will be attracted to your booth by that. And hand sanitizer, mints, lip balm, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you.
All right, Gabby, we'll stay on the line, and hopefully that helped you out.
Definitely.
On line one, we have Leah. Leah, how are you this morning?
Hi. Good, thank you. Appreciate the taking my call.
Sure. What's your question?
Question is, I have a new client who is in manufacturing of aircraft parts, and they're doing a trade show in which they have a lot of foreign, typically Asian clients, I guess, coming through, prospects and so on. And in the past, they've done pens with their name on it. They also said that pins are big business, and I'm looking for some other ideas, not really being familiar with the international market like that, and how I could better advise them.
Well, I would think that things that business people would appreciate when they're on the road, like a leather padfolio or portfolio, might be something they appreciate getting. Also, think of USB drives, and then your client can download any type of information that they want their prospects to have onto that USB drive. Then whoever receives that drive can use it in a different capacity once they get back to the office. But they'd still have all the information there. And if they work with a lot of foreign companies, there might be a need to have some type of translation in there, so it might be a good idea to have some of that information in the various languages that they're dealing with, whether it's Japanese, Chinese, German, French.
Okay. And anything unusual that would help to set them apart from someone else, you know, like a general, the pad folios or USBs are kind of common. Mm-hmm. I was just looking to see maybe if you also had something unique that, that you've heard of that people have used or, I don't know, something different.
It might sound a little trite, but things that light up and make noise certainly do grab attention. You can get a stress reliever that's squeezed that will light up, and some you squeeze them and they'll actually make noise. So that'll draw attention to a booth when someone's walking by, and they're pretty inexpensive as well. For some other ideas, our publisher Rich Fairfield was just on MSNBC two Sundays ago, and he spoke with them about trade show giveaways. And if you go to ASICentral.com, you can see the products that he demonstrated, and you can also get a link to that program too.
Okay, and that, what was that address again?
www.asicentral.com.
Oh, okay, and just go to his link there.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
It'll be right there on the homepage in the upper right hand corner. You'll see a link for it.
Very good.
All right, Leah. Well, thanks for calling in. Hang on the line, and Sam will get your information.
Thank you.
On line four, we have Stanley. Stanley, how are you this morning?
So good. Well, yeah. The fires are kind of dying out here in California.
Oh, this is Stanley from California. How are you, Stanley?
Yeah, well, it's smoky here, but, you know. But,
but you're doing okay.
Yeah, and just helped a friend of mine evacuate her horses. And so hopefully the firemen will be able to do their job, and we can say goodbye to the fires.
Well, good luck.
Well, yeah, our thoughts are with you guys out there.
Well, what's your question for us here today? Well,
two questions. One was, what was that website you just gave for the t-shirt, the Think something?
Think Geek.
Yeah,
okay,
that's an ASI supplier. I don't have their ASI number offhand.
But you could Google them or look them up on ESP if you have ESP.
And they have a lot of high-tech products. They actually have another shirt. It's a Wi-Fi shirt that when turned on and you're in a Wi-Fi hot zone, it'll actually light up. So you'll know that you can get free internet access.
Yeah, they have really good products.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awesome. My question is this. I know that, you know, there's a lot of things you can do for a trade show, and we always talk about how if you're the one giving away the bags, that's incredible exposure for that person. How important do you think it is to give away a bag, and, you know, and also plastic bag versus canvas bag? And obviously the price point is different, but how much do they really get back from doing that?
I would go for a little more of a high-end bag. It's going to help you as a distributor. But it also helps the client that if it's a nice bag, the person who gets it at the trade show might use it outside of the trade show. So that's an increased exposure. It's almost like a walk-in billboard after that. So also, the location is going to be important. If they have a booth closer to the entrance, they'll have a better chance of getting the bags into everyone's hands as they come in. But for me, I would go something nice, canvas bag.
Or even if they don't have a booth close to the entrance, send somebody, a representative, up with the bags to hand them out to people as they walk into the trade show floor.
Well, you have to check with your trade show organizers, too, on that, because there might be rules against handing out products outside of your booth.
Yeah, there are some rules out there where you can do it.
So check.
Yeah, check. Check with the organizer.
Good idea, Kathy.
So check and then send Bubba, who weighs 400 pounds and is 6'8", and nobody will bother him.
There you go.
Just bring Bubba with you. All right, Stanley, well, hang on the line, and Sam will get your information for your Starbucks gift card.
Fantastic. You guys take care.
Thanks, Stanley.
Now let's take a quick break to hear from today's show sponsor, I Promote You, but when we return, we'll hear how to make an online video.
This portion of ASI Radio was sponsored by I Promote You. Distributors and salespeople, consider affiliating with I Promote You today. Be more productive, be more profitable, be happier, and retain your independence. I Promote You, the smart choice. For more information, call 800-850-3370 or email opportunities@ipromoteyou.com.
All right, we're back on ASI's Tuesday Morning Show. Want to chat with the hosts on this pre-Labor Day morning? Give us a call to talk about any topic you'd like. The number to hang with us, 215-953-3326. Nicole, we had a webinar last week that looked at the ins and outs of how to make an online video. What can you tell us about that?
We did. Well, first, I just want to say ASI Education has actually quadrupled our webinar offerings for distributors, decorators, and suppliers, and you can sign up for any of these at asicentral.com/webinars, and you can watch them on demand as well. So that's right. We did lights, camera, action. Learn how videos can help you build your business. Joe Haley was actually one of the presenters, so Joe might ask you to pop in here with some tips.
Got it.
Well, anybody can really create an online video. You know, you just need a digital camera, even. You don't need an expensive movie camera. And most computers come with editing software. Windows Movie Maker is a good one to use. Mm-hmm. And you don't even need special lighting or a special backdrop.
Nope. You just have to have the desire to do it and try to think of, you know, new different ways to reach your clients. You know, how can you set yourself apart from your competitor? And I think it's important.
Right. And, you know, we were talking about whether you need a script. Now, you don't use a script. You
I
just
don't.
Do about 17 takes on the fly.
Right.
But,
hey, now.
No, that was me, 17 takes in the beginning. But, you know, if it's your CEO or your top salesperson, you know, you can kind of give a 30-second intro. Thank you for your business. Here's what we have to offer. If you're showing promotional products, you're probably going to want to say, here's the product. Maybe do a close-up. You know, show how it's used, and then give a few recommendations.
Yeah,
you do that with the Joe Show.
Absolutely. One, I don't work with a script, and I think that as salespeople, if you know your products and you know how to sell, it's just a different way that you're in front of your clients. I mean, think about it. You go to the office all the time, you're meeting with prospects, and you're talking about promotional products and how they fit in the various campaigns. So do that when you're on camera. Be upbeat if you're going to do it. Don't be so monotone. So you want to be upbeat about what you're doing. Know what you want to accomplish with the video. You might have a supplier that's out there that has, you know, a special on a product, and you want your clients to buy that special. So that's something you would focus on. If you just want to give them general ideas or get them thinking about upcoming promotions for the fall season, the winter season, then you need to go in with that. Brand your videos. Make sure you have, if you can, put your company logo on the beginning, the end of the video. If you have program software that allow you to ghost it over top, you know, if TV stations have that, Andy. Mm-hmm. NBC has a little ghosted thing at the bottom of the corner. You can do that as well. And
also, the Joe Show, you know, you can brand your video series and, you know, train people to look for it every week or every month or whatever.
Sure. Give it a name. And then
Products on Parade.
Yeah. If you send it out, if you send it out on Tuesday afternoon, send it every Tuesday. If you send it out once a month, send it out once a month. Update it on your website. If you have an e-newsletter, send it out weekly. If you send that newsletter out weekly. If you do it monthly, then do it monthly. Also, post it to places mm-hmm. like YouTube and any of those free sites out there, because there's a possibility that there could be some, viral videos that, you know, picked up by more people.
Mm-hmm. Right, if you're looking embed code, too, yeah. So you can...
And if you're looking for a distributor who does it right, go to YouTube and just search for 4imprint. 4imprint, I think, has over 100 different videos, and it's just different people from the office,
yep.
all the way up to the CEO, Kevin Lionstar.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Are doing videos, and they're very informative and they're very interesting. So anyone can do them, and I think it's a good thing to just, hey, give it a try.
And the other really cool thing about this webinar is we actually incorporated video clips into it. You can see Joe Haley performing at his best in the ASI TV studio and Jay Kralik. So be sure to go to asicentral.com/webinars and watch that webinar.
Nice.
Cool. All right. Well, business buzzwords. We've certainly all heard of them and probably been annoyed by them a little bit. Isn't that right? Dave, what are the most annoying business buzzwords out there right
Joe
now?
Joe just used one
viral.
A couple minutes ago.
Oh.
Yes, viral's on the list.
Joe's a business buzzword offender.
Sorry.
All right, follow me here, everybody. 150 senior executives from the 1,000 largest U.S. companies were surveyed, and they were asked, what's the most annoying business buzzword? That's the background. And here are some of the top responses. Number one is leverage.
Leverage.
Another one
I
is,
know solutions got to be in here somewhere.
Solutions back from 04. I'll get to that.
Okay.
Another one. It is what it is.
Oh, I hate that.
Wait, I like that phrase.
Oh, I hate that. I hate that phrase.
The next one is game changer.
I don't like that.
Steve is a game changer. Value added.
No, Craig
that's
is
a good yeah.
Reach out.
I've never used that.
And my, the one I can't stand, circle back, which translates to I'll get back to you never.
Circle back.
I'll circle back.
Yeah,
to
I'll
you.
Circle back with you.
Yes.
Let's circle back this later.
The last time the survey was conducted was back in 04. The top annoying business buzzwords then, synergy, customer-centric, and think outside the box.
Oh,
yeah. That's still a huge buzzword,
yeah.
And it's
yeah.
annoying.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like win-win.
Yeah. You used it in the promo up front.
Yeah.
Purposely.
Ha, ha. Yeah, purposely. Yeah.
Facetiously. Do you know what facetiously means?
No, Kathy, tell me.
Oh, my. Well, on that note, we have a caller on line one. It's Becky from Geiger. Becky, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you all?
Good.
Hi, Becky.
Well, I just wanted to make a comment on Joe's comment about not having a script. At Geiger, I'm in charge of the our media center, and I do a lot of video education for our salespeople. And so, Joe, I'm going to kind of give a piece of advice that, that ties in but is a little different than what you said. And I think that
Are you going to refute Joe?
I am.
You should.
Yay.
We welcome that. Please do.
Okay,
you have the floor.
Right, because I have found, because I've done now four different video shoots with close to 70 of our salespeople, and I have found that out of those 70 people, probably only three or four have done very well without a script. Because what happens is they get very wordy and lengthy, and you really need to have your video 30 to 60 seconds. And when you don't have a script, you have a tendency to go over it very easily. And they'll go into, you know, a minute and a half, 2 minutes, and not even realize it. So by having a script, and maybe it's not every single word, but at least having an outline of what you want to say, it helps you to stay focused. It helps you to choose your words very carefully so that your message comes across strong. And without a lot of fluff. It's a little bit different than radio because you only have that 30 to 60 seconds to make your point. Now, obviously, Joe is a very talented man.
He's a natural.
Oh, thank you.
She's refuting
well,
you, but then
but
kissing
at the beginning,
up to you as
well. You know, he probably had a little bit of a learning curve. So for I would say for the new person, the new distributor or supplier out there, that you really do need to have a script or an outline and wherever your camera is, if you have to, just tape it right beside your, right beside that camera, and you know your eyes can just kind of glance at it and kind of help you. So
yeah, and we actually do have a sample script in the slides.
I can't argue with Becky once she thinks I'm talented, so you can argue with that. But no, she's right. I don't work with a script, but I do have an outline that when I lay out my products beforehand, I do a little dry run. And then when I mess up the 17 times that Nicole says, when I restart, I try to stay with the same ideas and thoughts because I know that you can just start babbling on and I have been guilty of that.
Check out our ASI bloopers tape. So we
yeah,
can
that's
see
where
we
my
17
But no, good point.
From.
That's a good point, Becky.
All right, Becky, well, thanks so much
Thank
for calling
you.
In. Hang on the line All so right. Sam can get your information. Well, we like to cover new target markets on this show and give distributors some ideas on new places they can market their businesses to. So in that vein, Kathy, who exactly is a TWIT?
Well, it's not you, Andy, believe it or not.
Thankfully.
Believe it or not.
TWIT stands for Teenage Women in Their 30s, and it's a new station.
It's definitely
wow.
not me, no.
That's definitely not Kathy, either.
I'd be a TWIF. But
Teenage
anyway.
Women in their 50s.
No. Anyway, these women are putting relationships and babies on hold and continuing to party and enjoy the freedoms that they found in their teenagerhood.
Ah. There's a market for these women.
There's a market for
what kind of product they want.
That's a new biz buzzword.
That's right. They live it up in style, so if you want to market to this group, you have to think of products with flair and a sense of fun because they're really into having fun.
So are they buying like brand names and designer stuff?
They're, yeah.
You know, higher
yeah.
end?
They're very well kept.
So they might
think
like,
of cougars, only younger.
Ooh.
They might right. think of wow. like then those like in your face type shirts with the little jewels on it. And
yeah, exactly.
Like a jewel.
A little bling.
They're trying to be cooler
mug,
than they are.
A bling bling mug.
They're trying to be cooler than
What are you trying to
really
say
are?
About women
yes.
in their 30s, Andy?
They're trying to be cooler than they
well,
are.
Well, we're talking about the ones that are hitting the club scene in a big way. They're a little, you know.
A little cougarette.
A little cougarette.
All
yes.
right.
All right. Well, there you go. Definitely a new market.
A new market.
Market
Not so
to.
New, really, but it's a big phenomenon these days.
Gotcha. Well, think about Adam Lambert. Those are the ladies after Adam.
Really?
I think so. And wow. TWIFs as well.
Definitely.
Well, I'm not sure where to go with that, so we're going to move
Adam
on.
Adam Lambert.
Well,
we love
Joe,
Adam Lambert.
Melinda yes, is out traveling this week at the Magic Apparel Show, yes. so don't worry. She can't hear this next segment. What do you do when your boss is driving you nuts?
Okay, well, first of all, this doesn't apply to Melinda because she is not a micromanager.
No.
This story
no.
was in Fortune, and it's about micromanagement, and it's about control freaks.
Not
so,
Joe.
No, not me. Here's a quote. Overly controlling managers are one of the main types who make employees rebel, says Albert J. Bernstein. He's a PhD, and he's the author of a book called Am I the Only Sane One Working Here? 101 Solutions for Surviving Office Insanities.
I always say that.
So what happens, they find, is that when you have a micromanaging type boss, is that employees either rebel or they just grin and bear it.
Mm-hmm.
So they offer five tips of what you can do.
All right, give us
some. If you're annoyed with the boss, don't let it show. don't pound on tables and go around, you know, complaining that this person's micromanaging.
Who
does
that?
Use a stress ball.
Because that could have the reverse
effect.
Definitely
don't pound a table.
Yeah. Use reassurance. So what you want to do, you want to meet with the boss. And when they're giving you an assignment, you're going to write down everything the boss says so that you have a detailed list of what the boss wants from you. Give progress reports along the way for this project. Let them know where you are, what you're doing, so they know that you're following the agenda that they kind of laid out for you. If he tries to control you, ask if something has changed. And then, by all means, pull out your notes and say, well, this is what we sat down and talked about. I'm doing exactly what you wanted me to do.
But it changed.
Well, you know, a lot of times they'll backpedal and say, no, you're right, and they're going to leave you alone. And finally, continue doing these. Because once you do this and the boss sees that you're doing what he's asking him to do,
or she,
he's going to leave you alone. He's going to leave you alone, and he's going to start bothering someone else. And by all means, please do not overreact. Don't overreact anything.
Please do not.
Joe's pleading with you.
I beg you. Anyway, so this will be posted on our website a little later. If you have a controlling boss and you want to go back to this article to find out how to deal.
There you go.
Get a punching bag.
That helps too.
Be my advice. Go exercise afterwards.
Desktop punching bag.
Or that.
A promotional product punching bag.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there, if there isn't such a thing, there will be soon.
A miniature one.
Dave just created it. All right, well, let's take a break to hear from our show sponsor, ESP. But when we come back, we'll hear about the 10 best Facebook postings of all time. Plus, listen to Joe's rant for the day.
The ASI Radio Show is sponsored in part by ESP. Improve your business and increase your sales with ESP. Did you know that in 2009, 76% of businesses that have increased their revenue all used ESP? Learn more at www.asicentral.com/store.
Okay, welcome back to ASI's Tuesday morning show. Well, Michael Vick has returned to the NFL with a variety of headlines for sure, but this next one tops them all, I think. Joe, what can you tell us?
Oh, I can tell you that I thought you were.
Greg Veltri on the soundboard, baby.
I thought you were going to Kathy.
Who
with
picked
the
Michael Vick in our fantasy football league? I forget.
Anyway, Michael Vick, if those people don't know out there listening, is that he was signed by the Philadelphia Eagles a few weeks ago, just after serving 18 months in a penitentiary for running a dogfighting ring. And, you know, part of that was betting on those dogfights. So the Philadelphia Eagles signed him, and some people are upset about it, and some people are in favor of it. So one would think, are there jerseys out there? Yes, you can get an Eagles Michael Vick jersey. And they're actually selling pretty well. But they also have an area on the NFL.com site, I think, where you can go and actually purchase jerseys for your dogs. And yes,
you can get a
Michael Vick dog jersey. There's no word yet on how those sales are doing. But, you know, it's interesting. The other thing is
crosses the line.
Yeah,
there's the anti-Vick shirts that are popping up at the tailgating events by, you know, the bootleggers. And one of them is Kathy's favorite saying that I thought she made up was, Hide your
beagle, Vick's an eagle.
There you go. So there's strong feelings on both sides of the fence here. And I'm sure that if you pay attention when you watch the Eagles on national TV this year, if they make it, you'll see some number 7 jerseys in the stands.
Yeah, we're all for the use of unique promo products.
Pre-season.
You know, and interesting ones for your dogs and stuff. But that one seems to cross the line a little bit.
Well, I don't know. As like I said, there's strong feelings on both sides of whether he should be allowed to play again or never be allowed to play again.
There's money to be made.
That's exactly
right. It's all about
redemption.
That's the bottom line, Dave.
Capitalism at its best.
That's right.
Kathy, you're not a Facebook poster, but you have the lowdown on some of the worst Facebook postings ever. What can you tell us?
These are the most annoying types of Facebookers. See if any of you – I know you're not, Andy.
Oh, I'm not.
How about the let me tell you every detail of my day bore?
I'm waking up.
I had Wheaties for breakfast. I'm bored at work. I'm stuck in traffic. Who cares, really?
Well, I care if you had the Wheaties, I guess.
Well, how about the self-promoter, the person that gives you an update like every day with their great accomplishment? You know, they just wrote a big article on beet farming. Things you really don't care about.
Beet farming?
I post every Tuesday that we're about to do the show at 10:30.
Okay, yeah, so I find that a little self-promotional.
How about the
once a week, dog.
Yeah, then that's
something
I post.
How about this one's really annoying.
Let's
Joe, are you this type, the town crier? Like, Michael Jackson is dead. R.I.P. Michael Jackson. R.I.P. DJ
That's
Adam.
That's so Joe.
No.
That is
DJ
so
AM,
Joe.
Whatever his name is.
DJ Adam.
DJ AM.
Yeah, whatever his name. But his name's Adam.
Adam.
How about
Goldstein.
The TMI-er? Too much information.
No.
Like Brad is heading to Walgreens to buy something for these pesky.
Like I've got, you know, athlete's foot and my toes are cracking and it stinks.
Joe has jock itch, whatever.
That's TMI.
Wow.
And here's one, the sympathy baiter. Joe is feeling sad today. Joe could use a friend to lean on.
Give me a hug.
I like the sympathy baiter one. That one's good.
Don't be any of these Facebooker types.
No, definitely don't. All right, before we go, it's time for everybody's favorite segment. It's Joe's Rant. Joe, what's on your mind today?
My apologies to Stanley.
Oh, my God.
So, I'm watching the Phillies game the other night with my son, Nigel, and this commercial comes on for a dog food called Chef Michael's. Seriously, it's gourmet dog food created by a real chef, or so they say. One of the taglines is, "Nothing says I love you like a thoughtfully prepared meal." I'm not making this up. We're talking about dogs, right? I see my neighbor's dog every day rummaging through the weeds and flowers in the backyard, eating dirt. And my friend has a dog that actually ate a whole bag of fish food, bag and all. So I'm to believe that my dog will love me more if I serve Chef Michael's?
Yes.
Andy?
Probably.
Well,
absolutely.
This is
my God.
This is a real tagline, okay? Quote, "No matter which mouthwatering wet meal or delicious dry dinner you choose, each contains what your dog deserves most." Really?
Getting hungry.
Why does this animal that chewed apart my couch, barked endlessly for hours at a squirrel in the backyard, and lied around all day while I was working deserve anything?
Lied around.
I guess people name their dogs king or prince for a reason. Shut up, Kathy. Look, I know people are fond of their dogs, and I understand it's painful and difficult when the dog gets sent off to live with a nice family on a farm. But seriously, folks, my whole life I've seen dogs just happy as can be, eating anything you hand them. So I say stop the madness. Dogs can live healthy without this frou-frou concoction. And if you really want to show someone you love it with meals you cook, Joe Haley likes his filet mignon medium rare.
Oh, very nice.
How did you remember the tagline? That was the longest tagline in history. Did you
he
go
took
back
notes while watching the
commercial.
I wrote it down.
I
actually had to go to a website to check this thing out to say, are you kidding me? Chef prepared.
Then the promotion
dog food
worked because they got you to go look at it. It was a successful.
He just
promotion
doesn't have a dog,
my
and he can't
dog
buy
eats Purina dog chow.
It's a doggy dog world, Joe.
Your kids.
All right.
Well, we are unfortunately out of time for today. Thanks to our show sponsors, I Promote You and ESP. Thanks to all of our hosts in the studio today, and most of all, thanks to our listeners. Remember to join us again next Tuesday at 10:30 Eastern Time when we'll share our summer vacation stories. Thanks, and have a great day.